One child is confirmed dead from malaria in a Rimenze camp of internally displaced persons since the outbreak of malaria 2 weeks ago. The number of others affected is not known, but health workers say children are the most affected. The child who died was one of John Ginana's pupils, a teacher at St. Paul's Nursery School. John is worried. The fact could befall some others. At this point, he can only hope he will not lose another pupil.
2 weeks back, we have lost one of our pupils by name, Joseph Tunga Wilson. Then abruptly, according to the story, the father was saying, coming to evening, it was the Holy Thursday. He died at 2. Then they took the body to Bazumbro and buried the boy there. Yes, we are having case of malaria, and even some are having this skin disease. Then when they come to the school here, they say, teacher, I'm sick. Then you can see them, some are itching their bodies, they're having skin rash. Then we are referring them to CMB facility so that they can give them some treatment.
In collaboration with a group of nuns called Solidarity Sisters, the Catholic Church established John's Schools in 2017. The aim was to make education available for children living in the camp of internal displaced persons. The medical personnel of Rimenze are led by Reverend Sister Marilyn. The numbers of victims is a concern to the nun. She says her facility admits to capacity.
Mainly the people who really need care, especially in the IDP here, are mostly people affected with malaria, both children and adults. And also there are many cases of the respiratory tract infection.
The health facility cannot cope with the inflow of patients, but the nurse says she and her team do everything in their power to save lives. She notes that her work is made difficult due to the fact that there is widespread of self-neglect in the camp. This causes a lot of avoidable illness that come as a result of poor hygiene.
Children here, there are many, many of them affected with the skin diseases. And many children are running around, are going around in the camp with lots of open wounds. So what we are doing, especially for the children now, we try to how to get them to come to the clinic for dressing and to get medication. And it is the responsibility of the parents, but we understand very clearly the mothers, the father, they have no time for them. They have to run to the garden to search for their food.
This camp of internal displaced persons hosts over 7,000 citizens. All of them were forced out of their homes by South Sudanese recent violence conflict. For some of them, hopes of returning home are fading. My name is Oliver Charles from Yambia County, South Sudan.